And this is one of the biggest things. I mean, this is their, they love this part right here. We need to observe the Sabbath. Why are you meeting on Sundays? You know, the Sabbath, Sabado, Sabaton, right? And they come up with all these arguments. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 6. And look, what will they say? Like, hey, do you believe in the Ten Commandments? And obviously we're going to say yes. Of course. Well, you know, it's one of the Ten Commandments is to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So if you believe that thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, you know, thou shalt not covet, then you also have to, you know, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. What they don't understand is the fact that the Old Testament is not just Ten Commandments. Right. Yeah. The Old Testament is not made up of only Ten Commandments. Right. Exodus 20 is not the only place where you're going to find commandments. You say, what is Exodus 20? It's a synopsis of all the commandments. And that's not the only time that God does that. He does that even in Romans chapter 13 and elsewhere where it talks about love your neighbor as yourself. What is that? It is a synopsis of fulfilling the entire law. Because when you love your neighbor as yourself, what do? You fulfill the whole law. If you love your neighbor, you won't kill him. If you love your neighbor, you won't commit adultery with his wife or their husband, right? You fulfill the entire law when you love your neighbor as yourself. So Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments, is simply a synopsis of all the commandments. But here's the thing. The Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20 is referred to as the Old Covenant. It's referred to as the Old Covenant. That is done away with. Now let me explain to you. Look at 2 Corinthians verse number 3, or excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 6. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death. Now, by the way, when it's talking about the letter, what's that referring to? The Old Covenant. Why is it? Because it kills you. It's a ministration of death. Why? You see, you look at the law, you see that you cannot fulfill it. And as the Bible says in Romans chapter number 7, Paul speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost says that the law slew him. It's referring to the fact that it's a ministration of death. It's not going to give you life. That's why it's ridiculous to think that the law can save you by keeping the commandments. Like, oh, if you just keep the commandments, you can be saved. That's ridiculous. Written and engraven in stone was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. So what is this saying? This is basically stating, because the Ten Commandments was written in stone. And if you remember, what happened to those stones? What did Moses do to those stones? He broke them. In his rage, he broke them. What have we done in the New Testament? We broke them.